He's not a God of not enough.
No.
He's not a God of just enough. He is a God of more than enough.
More than enough.
He wants you to experience that more than enough. He wants you to get beyond paycheck to paycheck.
Right. What other word could you say about that position? The blessing.
The blessing. That's what the blessing is.
Join Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson on today's Believer's Voice of Victory as they reveal God's desire for you to have a surplus of prosperity. Live in His goodness with much left over to be a blessing.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George is here. He's got some more good things about living in the overflow. I like the overflow.
Oh, Gloria.
I've lived there in both places.
Yeah.
Overflow is better.
You've lived in the overflow and you've lived in the underflow.
And the no flow.
And the no flow.
And the overflow is much better.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm so glad to be on the broadcast with you.
Well,
this is so much fun.
We love having you, George.
I just enjoy coming in and just talking the Word of God with Sister Gloria.
We just have a great time.
And this is really no different. You know, years ago, the first time that I was running the organization, we would.
Whenever we have a job nobody wants to do or we don't know who to put there, we give it to George.
Let George do it.
We don't have anybody to do it. Well, yeah, but he might not know what he's. Well, he'll just have to learn.
He'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And Gloria and I, years ago, we used to sit together in her office and we'd go over the business and in this department, that department. But we would end up always talking about the Word. We talk about the move of the Spirit. We talk about Scripture. Yeah. You'd preach to me. And so now I've gotten to do this 322 times on this broadcast.
Old times.
It's wonderful to be able to do this with you, Gloria.
Well, you're a blessing.
So we are. We're talking about living in the overflow. And we found out yesterday that we've been redeemed
from
the...
You know, when you say overflow, I think about the opposite would be the underflow.
Yeah.
And the underflow would be where you're... Just barely getting your nose up out of the water.
That's so true. That's so true.
That's not what we're supposed to do.
Show that to me again. What was that you were...
I'm trying to get my nose out of the water.
That's exactly right. I never thought about that. Mm-hmm. But being in that, we don't mean to laugh. I mean, it's a joyful...
That's the way it was.
It's a joyful thing to get out from under the water.
You're not kidding.
Out from barely being able to pay your bills and get by. That's no way to live. And I want to say this to you right now. Your days of living paycheck to paycheck are over.
That's called underflow.
That's the underflow. You live in the overflow.
That's right.
In the overflow together.
That's right.
Amen. And so yesterday we were talking about, and just jump in here anytime you want, Gloria, because I enjoy it.
Okay.
But yesterday we were talking about Galatians 3:13 and 14. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law so that we can live in the blessing of Abraham.
Amen.
And we went over to Deuteronomy 28 yesterday and we started reading through it. And we got through, I think we got through verse 10. And that's a great lead into what I want to talk about right now is verse 11. Deuteronomy 28, verse 11. It says, "And the Lord shall make you plenteous in goods.
I like that.
In the fruit of your body, in the fruit of your cattle, in the fruit of your ground, in the land which the Lord swore unto thy fathers to give thee." And I want to take the time on this broadcast today talking about a surplus of prosperity. I was telling you a couple of days ago that in the nighttime, or really whenever I have a moment just to, if I'm not focused on something else, to just think about, or at night when I'm laying in bed, as we talked about, mutter
muttering
the word,
to
muttering
That's
it to yourself.
Word,
and I'll just lay there and I'll just start muttering to myself, I'm living in the overflow.
Yeah.
I am living in the overflow. And then the next line that I say, Gloria, is, I have a surplus of prosperity.
Yes, that's right.
I was reading through Deuteronomy 28, and I came across this verse 11. where it says, the Lord shall make you plenteous in goods. Mm-hmm. And I started meditating on that and God's desire for us to live in the overflow. And I thought about this scripture here. It's in your first section on number 2. Psalm 35:27. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Let them continually say, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity His servant.
Amen.
So
I'm missing a page.
What's that?
I'm missing a page.
Surplus of prosperity. Oh, no, it's right here. Where? I was reading from right there.
Oh, you started. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's good. More than enough.
It's more than enough.
Excess.
And he enjoys us living in that place of prosperity. And so he says here in verse 11 of Deuteronomy 28, the Lord shall make you plenteous in goods.
Yes, amen.
So Gloria, I did a little study on that.
Before you start that, let me just make a point.
Yeah, go ahead.
Think about heaven.
All right.
You know, we got out here around the ministry, we got some black streets made out of gravel and blacktop.
Yeah.
They don't got any blacktop in heaven.
They really don't.
They got gold streets.
Yes, they do.
For us to walk in.
Yes, they
do. Think about it.
More than enough.
We can get by with these black streets, but gold is more than enough.
Oh, Gloria, that is so true.
And you know what?
You're talking about heaven. You know, a scripture that I've been thinking about lately is the one, I believe it's in Deuteronomy, that talks about days of heaven on earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And another scripture, thy will be done on earth
as it is
in heaven.
Amen.
There's an abundance in heaven.
Oh, yeah.
That he wants us to experience right here on earth.
That's right.
In heaven, there is no lack. There's no insufficiency.
That's not even heard of in heaven.
It's not. It's Mm-mm. not. There's an abundance of everything. So we are having days of heaven on earth. And just like you said, paving the streets with gold.
You know what? I tell you, there'd be a lot of people in the earth that would say, well, that's just excess. That's just excess. Streets of gold. Well, I guess God didn't think it was excess.
No, he didn't.
Since it's his house, his place.
I was just getting tickled at watching you with your imitation of a cranky
good,
old woman.
Huh?
Well, that's just excess. That's just excess. Well, but God is a God of excess.
He is.
He loves to. I mean, think about how much we love our children and how at Christmas time around our house,
excess.
you cannot walk through the living room. Terry is so big about Christmas. Though and it was wonderful. This last Christmas, we had all the grandchildren with us. We had all our kids and grandchildren, Jeremy and Aubrey, their spouses, grandchildren. We had a house full.
Wow.
And we made sure that when those kids went to bed, we made sure, what we do is on the third story of our house, we have a whole area that we can wrap presents, and it's kind of a, wrapping room.
Storage area.
And I don't know how many trips down two flights of stairs that I was making, carrying packages after package after package. And when those kids woke up on Christmas morning, they were surrounded by the goodness of Nonnie and Poppy.
Yeah.
They were enjoying. And we love to see them do that.
Sure.
Well, how much more?
That's the way the Lord is.
How much more does our Heavenly Father want to bestow His goodness upon us?
Of course. Well, who did He make it for? Who did He make all these
he
things for?
He made it for
His
us.
Children.
He made it for us to what? Richly enjoy.
Richly enjoy. Amen. That's
so He's saying here, the Lord shall make you plenteous in goods. And I looked up the word plenteous in the Hebrew, and it means abundance. It means more than enough. It means, and here's the word you were just talking a moment ago, excess.
Excess. Yeah.
Excess. It means much left over. But Gloria, the difference between the world's excess and the believer's excess is we know how to handle that. We know what to do with it. We are tithers. We are givers.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are always looking out for the needs of others. The excess is for us both to enjoy, but also to give and to bless and to sow into others' lives. Well, I looked at the word plenteous, and we get the word plenty out of that.
More than enough.
I looked it up in a dictionary, and it says the word plenty means a more than adequate supply.
Amen.
He doesn't want to, he's not a God, as we've said before, he's not a God of not enough.
No.
He's not a God of just enough. He is a God of more than enough.
More than enough.
He wants you to experience that more than enough. He wants you to get beyond paycheck to paycheck, over into the place where you're paying your bills.
What other word could you say about that position? The blessing.
The blessing. That's what the blessing is.
That's right.
We're reading about the blessing. We're reading in the blessing, it says, the Lord shall make you plenteous in goods. He will give you plenty, a more than adequate supply.
That's right.
And I like this. I looked up the word goods in Hebrew. And it means, it's a word that means prosperity. It means wealth. It means good things. It means the best things.
Hallelujah.
The best things. So, and then I did this, Gloria. I looked at various translations of Deuteronomy 28:11. And look at the Message translation. Do you see that there?
Yeah,
Message translation. God will lavish you.
Lavish you.
With good things. You know what this points out to me? It points out to me how much He loves us.
Of course. Well, what do you do with your kids, George, and your grandkids? I would think you are a big lavisher.
We lavish. We lavish.
Amen.
We love to give to our kids. We love to give to our children. Yep. That's a picture of God. That's a picture of our Father. So it says God will lavish you.
To expend or give in great amounts or without limit. Would that be a picture of Poppy?
That would be
George's,
a picture of Poppy.
George's Poppy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
That would be me. That would be Terry.
I had a pop like that.
You did.
He was
pop.
So good.
Pop let you do some.
He let me take his truck to town to the movie, and I didn't have a driver's license.
Gloria Jean.
Whatever I wanted to do.
Did you drive by yourself, or did you take friends with you?
Well, sometimes I took friends. But
you would drive without a license?
Oh, yeah.
And Pop would let you do
that? We're living in the country, you know. It's not like I was here in the city.
Yeah.
But he probably would let me do it in the city, knowing Pop.
No. My grandfather was my role model as a grandfather.
Every person ought to have a Poppy or a Pop.
They need to.
I'm telling you.
And my grandfather, when he would take me shopping, I guess I was doing this at a young age. I was really playing him because we'd go into a big department store and I'd go to the toy section.
Mm-hmm.
And if I found a toy, I would stand there and I would stare at it until he came around.
No fit, just stare.
I just stare. Stare at it. And my grandfather, who was Italian, very thick Italian accent, he'd be standing there and he'd say, Giorgio.
Giorgio.
I look up at him. He says, you want that toy? I said, uh-huh. He said, I buy that for you.
Isn't that sweet? Now that's the kind of grandpa y'all have.
That's the way the Heavenly Father is. He wants to bless us. And I thought about how Pop would let you drive your truck into town without a license. That reminded me, my grandfather, we had about 15 acres. He had 15 acres of wooded area that had these dirt roads that you could drive on. And he would let me drive his car. He had a 1963 Ford Falcon station wagon. And he would let me drive that station wagon. And I'd drive it all through the woods. And I was coming back to the garage. He had a garage that was set apart from the restaurant that they had. And he said, just put the car in the garage when you're done with it. I said, okay. So I'm driving it back. I've got to be like 12 years old. So I'm driving the car into the garage. And all of a sudden from across the street, I see these two girls watching. And my head went over there. And I was staring at the two girls, and I drove into the side of the garage.
George, you didn't.
And my grandfather never got mad at me.
He didn't?
Until that day.
Oh, until that day.
And I remember looking in the rearview mirror up, and I could see my grandfather.
Well, you know, George, I don't really blame you.
I was headed for the opening of the garage, and I hit the little side of it. I got close to it. And I drove into it. And I looked up into the rearview mirror. And here comes my grandfather. He had kind of a limp. But he was running with his limp. And he's going, you stupid boy. You stupid boy.
And those words still ring in your ears. Don't they?
He said, you stupid boy. And so my grandfather, but he let me keep driving his car.
He was good.
I put a dent in that wooden garage. I lived with that for a long time.
That's so.
Anyway, that's a picture of the love of God.
That is.
I don't know if God's ever said, "You stupid boy," to me, but He just loves us so much.
He does.
He loves us so much.
Gives to us.
And so God will lavish you with good things. That's the message.
Everybody ought to have a grandpa like Pop.
That's
what
right.
What did you call your granddaddy?
Grandpa.
Grandpa and Pop.
But actually, sometimes I called him by his first name, Guillermo.
Oh, what did that mean, Andy?
It means, in English, it means Bill.
Bill. Oh, Bill is shorter.
His name was Guillermo Fiorello Bianco.
Sure.
And I would call sometimes.
You're making that up.
No, when I got older, I got in my teen years, I'd walk in the room and say, "Hey, Guillermo." And
that's
then sometimes
like
I would
movie.
Call my, I'd call my mother by her first name. I'd call her by her first name. But her first name was Cesarina.
Well, in that.
So I'd walk into a room, I'd say, "Hey, Chezzy."
Now we understand you more, Charlie.
You really see where I'm coming from. Anyway, lavish you with good things, good things. In 1 John 3:1, it says, "How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called the children of God."
Yes, glory to God.
Isn't He good? And then in the Bible, in basic English, it says, "The Lord will make you fertile in every good thing." The Lord
productive.
Will make you fertile. Hey, that's a good scripture for couples that are believing for children.
Yeah.
The Lord will
Give
make
them
you
that
fertile.
Reference again.
In every good thing. That's Deuteronomy 28:11. And the word fertile in the Merriam-Webster edition means producing a large amount of something. A large amount of something. Like in Genesis 26:12, Isaac planted crops in that land and the same year reaped 100-fold because the Lord blessed him. The man became rich and his wealth continued to grow until he became very,
very wealthy.
Very wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Very. I'm declaring over you today that you are very wealthy.
We all receive that, Pastor George.
Very wealthy. Now, this translation, I think it's the Extended Bible, "The Lord will make you rich." See, it's clear.
Yeah, it says
It's
that.
Very clear. And in the Pentateuch, it says, "Superabundance will the Lord give thee for good, for happiness and prosperity."
Praise
That's
God.
A commentary on that verse there in verse 11. "Superabundance will the Lord give thee for good, for happiness and for prosperity."
Abundance.
So
Praise
I looked up
God.
The word superabundance in the dictionary, and it says superabundance is exceedingly or excessively abundant, more than sufficient.
More than you can
overflow.
Use. Hallelujah.
Overflow. Well, then we get to this last part here, Gloria. Deuteronomy 28:11. I found in the Amplified translation, and this is what got me so excited. "The Lord shall make you have a surplus of prosperity." I really,
More
really
than enough.
Like that. A surplus of prosperity. Have you ever gone into a military surplus store? One of those.
Are you kidding?
One of
I'm
those...
married to Kenneth, yes.
Oh, that's true. Of course. Of course. And you go in there, and the place is just jam-packed full of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just, it's everywhere. There, you know, sometimes when we go to Arkansas, up to the prayer cabin, one of the things that Terry and I enjoy doing is we like going to antique shops. And we like going into these places that are just, there's one place in Nashville that had, it is so jam-packed with stuff. Terry and I went in there one day, there was a guy sitting there and he was so excited that customers had come and he started giving us a tour. And it was, there's no air conditioning in there.
It was warm.
It was very warm. But he took us through and it was just packed to the hilt, to the walls, I mean up to the ceiling. Stuff was everywhere.
A lifetime of packing up to the walls.
And that's a surplus. Yep. That's more than anybody would ever need. But that's the picture of what God wants to do for us. He says, I want to give you a surplus of prosperity.
More than enough.
The blessing of Abraham includes a surplus of prosperity.
Yes.
And there's your definition. You were talking to me earlier about, let's define surplus. Go ahead, Gloria. Give us the definition.
An amount that is more than what is needed.
Mm-hmm.
Excess, extra, leftover, overflow.
That's
I like
it.
That word, overflow.
And then I happened to put a quote in there by one Gloria Copeland.
Oh, yeah. Where does the surplus come from? It comes from the blessing working on your behalf. It works, and it works, and it keeps working. In other words, mm-hmm. when you get enough, if you're still walking in the blessing, it'll just keep adding to you, adding to you. I like it.
And that's what he wants to do. He wants us, Gloria, to live in a place, again, where we give our tithes, we give generous offerings, we pay our bills, and we have much left over.
Amen.
Surplus.
Amen.
There's
that's
a surplus. Amplified Classic.
Okay, that's the one
classic.
That says more than enough.
More than enough.
Excess.
The excess. That's what that surplus is. And the Lord wants us. See, Lord, there's a lot of pressure that's connected with lack. There's a lot of pressure that's connected with deadlines.
Oh,
pressure.
You're not kidding. People have bills.
Bills that pile up. And that is no way to live.
No.
The way that God has called us to live is that every bill be paid, every debt be wiped out,
on time,
everything be supplied. There are people right now that have taken out college loans. I'll tell you this. Terry and I were talking to someone the other day. We'd gone into a store and we're talking to somebody that worked there, and they just started talking to us. And we were amazed because we looked at this person and she said she's 41 years old and she looked like she was 21. It was really amazing. But she told us, she said, I'm still paying on my college tuition that I borrowed for. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of people that are doing
That's right.
There are a lot of people that have built up mortgages and the stress that causes.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you today, it is the will of God for us to live in such an overflow that there
That's
is
right.
more than enough
more
to
than
take
enough.
Care of whatever need there is.
Amen.
And that this lifestyle of paycheck to paycheck, or even offering to offering in a ministry, that we are going beyond that, Gloria. We are flying, right by that, because Praise it is God. The will of God for us to live in the blessing.
Amen. And I've lived in both places. I've lived in lack, and I've lived in the blessing more than enough.
More than enough.
You can figure that one out, can't you? I mean, there's no comparison. Life and peace and blessing.
That's right.
Plenty of food and plenty of Christmas. Yep. And glory to God.
Wow.
George and I'll be back.
We are providing the study notes from our teaching free. Go to kcm.org/notes. The notes for the broadcast will include the key points, scriptures, prayers, interactive questions. These notes follow along with us or for your personal Bible study or to teach a small group, something like that. It'd help you just immerse yourself deeper into the study of the Word. I'm telling you, this is good stuff, man.
In John 10:10, Jesus said, I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows.
And that's what the overflow is. It's being saturated in the blessing.
Amen.
It's being saturated in the blessing more than enough. It's being overwhelmed by the goodness of God.
Yeah. The Living in the Overflow package will help you to understand exactly what it means and how to live in the overflow. In the special package, you'll receive the Blessing of Abraham broadcast messages and corresponding study guide by Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons. These will provide you with an in-depth yet easy-to-follow refresher course on what God says about the blessing. You can use these in your daily study time or immerse yourself in them all at once when you need an extra dose of God's Word of Blessing. Also included is the Blessing of the Lord It Maketh Rich audio series by Kenneth Copeland. Overflow is being saturated in the blessing, and with this package, that is exactly what you'll be.
Unlock the power of the blessing in your life. Be sure to request your free Living in the Overflow package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Discover the threefold blessing of Abraham that Jesus recovered for you. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Jesus has come to give us life and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full until it overflows. And when you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you start in that place of living a life of overflow.
It's called blessing.
It's called blessing, to step into that blessing. So Gloria and I want to pray with you right now. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, today is your day. So I'm going to say some words and Gloria's going to repeat them. And you say them. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, say this after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Thank you for your love.
Thank you for your love.
I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
As my Lord and my Savior.
As my Lord and my Savior.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Do something with my life.
Do something with my life.
I receive your health.
I receive your health.
I receive your prosperity.
Your health, your prosperity.
I receive your deliverance.
I receive your deliverance.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 We take it.
That's right.
We take the blessing.
And we have these books, Gloria. This is written by you and Kenneth. He did it all for you that we are making available to them. We have a brochure on reading through the New Testament and Psalms, how to study your Bible. And so all of these are available to you. Just request your package on kcm.org and we'll send that to them.
All right. That's a good thing to do is read through the whole Bible in a year. And that what it tells you what to do every day.
Yep.
And it is a blessing. Join us tomorrow. We're going to learn about a land that overflows.
Ooh.
This is Gloria and George reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. To help you learn who you are in Christ and begin your new life in victory, request your free salvation package at kcm.org/salvation. Shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Look to Jesus and expect to see the manifestations of the Holy Ghost and fire this year. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
The blessing of the Lord is in there, for you have you were born of the seed of greatness, saith the Lord. And the great God of all heaven and earth is living on the inside of you. Release Him and let Him have His way.
August 30th through September 1st, Kenneth Copeland Ministries hosts the Orlando Victory Campaign at Rosen Shingle Creek in Orlando, Florida. September 14th and 15th, register to attend the Built to Last Men's Conference at Eagle Mountain International Church in Newark, Texas. September 20th through 22nd, Charlotte Victory Campaign in Charlotte, North Carolina, with special benefits for veterans and military personnel. November 8th through 10th, join us at our nation's capital for the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, go to kcm.org/events.